He was real good. My Bill was a good boy.
What's your altimeter say now?
Still at 7,000.
Good. You can read it now.
Yes. Oh, what a wonderful feeling it is to fly above the earth. You can see so far. Oh, what are those little lines down there that look like wheel tracks over the ground?
That's the old Santa Fe Trail. That's the road they took before there were railroads. They went to the old Spanish cities in Mexico and brought wagon loads of good home to sell. That's one of the most famous roads in America.
Well, that's what I do. That's how I do it. I get the stuff down south and bring it here to sell. I used to sell it in wagons, too. Cantaloupes and worm melons and fruits. That's how I got my name, you know. My real name was too hard to say, and I couldn't say fruits right then, so everybody called me Fruz. Bill didn't like it too well, but it was all right with me.
Sure.
Bill and I had our little fights. Nothing bad, of course, but sometimes it hurt pretty bad. When he was a little kid, things were different. We used to have long talks. He didn't mind the way I talked back then, do we? We had such good times. And then he grew up. After he quit school and went to work at the airlines, he came back to live with me. I remember he would come busting down the stairs to breakfast, yelling at the top of his voice, "Today we fly!" Oh, he was nuts about flying, my Bill was.
Yes, I know.
And he was a good pilot, too, Bill was. He was only 17 when he went up in a plane all by himself. And a year later, people were saying that my Bill could fly a barn door if somebody'd put an electric fan on it. Well, I never knew anything about flying, but he used to talk about it all the time.
You're doing all right now, old fellow. Everything straight and level?
Yes. And then the shooting started it over in Europe. My Bill stood it for a while, and then one morning he came busting down to breakfast.
Today we fly. Hi, Dad. What's for breakfast?
Oh, same old stuff. Sit down and eat.
Dad?
Hmm?
I want to enlist.
Enlist? What for? We're not at war.
I know, Dad, but I want to get in on it. The Royal Air Force is accepting enlistments. That's over in England, you know.
Oh, yes. But you're too young, Bill. Forget it.
Dad, I'm serious. I'm only 20, so I need your consent. You've got to give it to me. I'm going.
Look, Bill, you're all I got. I got big plans for you. Look how much I give up for you. You went to school. You got a good job now. You're going to places, boy. Don't give it all up. Please, Bill.
Oh, I know. You've done a lot and... Yes, even sacrificed a lot for me, Dad, but you don't understand. This is something big. I've got to go. All I need is your consent.
No, Bill, you don't understand. My hopes, my dreams, my life, everything I would throw away. I can't do it.
Dad, you're just being selfish. It won't interfere with your plans any. I'll be back.
No, maybe you wouldn't come back. And then... No, Bill, I can't let you do it.
You got to let me do it, Dad. That's all there is to it.
No, Bill. Today we fly at home.
You're just trying to run my life and ruin it. You're a mean and selfish old man.
Bill, where are you going? Bill? Bill? And then, just a week later, I was watching. The plane overshot the landing field. It burned in the swamp. Bill's plane. And he had never come back to patch things up. He was still mad at me when the plane...
I see.
And so it was all my fault. My fault. Since then, I haven't... Talk to nobody. Don't feel like talking until I talk to you now. All I did was work. Work hard and save money so I could go for rides in planes. Bill loved planes. I figure maybe someday he'll understand. I always get as near to the pilot's seat as I can. I just want to be near Bill, you know.
Sure.
And right now, it seems like Bill and I are almost the same guy. This is where Bill sat. I feel so much better. You see, I felt so bad. Bill's last words were spoken in anger.
I don't think Bill held any anger at you.
Did you say you knew Bill pretty well?
Yes, pretty well. How do you feel, old fellow?
Oh, good. I feel good. Bill is close by, isn't he?
I'm sure he is.
Oh, look. Down there on the hill. Those shiny buildings. That must be the university. I used to think that hill was so high, and from up here, it looks different some way.
You're going to take her down now, old fellow. You're going to make a good landing. Your kid Bill would be proud of you.
Thank you, sir. That makes me feel better yet. I know I can do it now.
That's the stuff. Better start to lose altitude now. Take her down to about 2,000. Slow and easy does it. Plenty of time. Slow now.
Slow and easy does it. Slow, slow and easy.
What's your altimeter read now?
2,500.
All right, old fellow. Keep losing altitude a little longer and then pull it up. Not too much. If that nose gets too high in the air, you'll stall out. How is it now?
Straight and level at 2,000 feet.
Good man. Now hold it there. Have you spotted the field yet?
No, but I can see Kansas City. It's coming closer.
Okay. Now, you know where the airport is, don't you? North of downtown on the other side of the river?
Yes, sir. I'm headed right.
Good. Spotted it yet?
Yes, sir. But it's so little. How can I ever land this big plane in such a little place?
It's bigger than it looks. Don't worry, you'll make it all right. Now, is the airport on your left or your right?
Left.
Okay, you're heading east, and the wind's from the west. Good. That means you'll just have to make one big bank to the left, and you'll be all set. You'll be heading due west as you land. Got it?
Oh, yes, sir. I make a big turn to the left until I'm headed west again, and then I land.
That's right. Now push the stick forward until the altimeter reads 1,500, and then pull it back.
All right. I'm down to 1,200 now.
Fine. Now flip that switch that puts the wheels down. Okay?
Yes, sir. The little red light is on.
Good. Now, where's the airport?
Right off the left wing.
Perfect. All right, old-timer. Now let's do one of those big left banks like we've been practicing. Make Bill proud of you on this one.
Yes, sir. The little dial says 400 feet.
Okay, down with the throttles. Stick back a little. Is the runway dead ahead?
Yes, sir. It's coming pretty fast.
All right. Just take it easy. Now push that switch down that's marked flaps. There, doesn't that slow you up some?
Oh, yes, sir. It's better now.
All right. Cut your airspeed some more. Keep those wings level. That's the stuff.
I'm over the runway now.
Okay. Easy now. Easy. Just let it down gently and keep everything straight and level.
Yes, it does it slow and... Oh, left wing must have been low. Oh, we're going off the cement.
That's all right, old fellow. Just let it roll. You're all right now. That was a mighty fine landing. Bill will be proud of you.
Do you really think so?
Of course he will. Now, cut your ignition. Your job is done for this flight.
Oh, yes, sir.
Feel all right?
Oh, yes. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Well, there's a whole crowd of people coming over here. They might not like to find me here. I'll hide between the seats.
No, old fellow, don't hide. Have you forgotten what you've accomplished today? You're a hero. You've done a job. You're a flyer. Why not act like Bill would?
Yes. Yes. Like Bill would.
Why don't you taxi it over to the hangar? What's the matter with... Holy smoke, you're not a pilot.
We have sick men aboard. Take care of them before you touch anything else in the plane.
Yes, sir.
Say, hey, what's the matter with the crew? What happened to them?
One of the passengers said it was food poisoning. They're taking him right down to the hospital. I guess he'll be all right.
Who in the world brought the plane in?
Don't know his name. It's that old geezer over there. The one they're taking pictures of.
He don't look like no pilot. Well, then you never can tell. I knew a guy once. Well, that's quite a story, Mr. Frooz. That's right, isn't it? Frooz, F-R-O-O-Z-E.
That's right. Shorty Frooz. And now, if I could see the airport manager, please.
Just one more picture, Mr. Frooz. Just stand right there.
Oh, Mr. Frooz, my name's Adams. I'm the manager here. I certainly want to express my appreciation for the fine job you did. It certainly was fine, yes, sir.
Mr. Adams, I would like to go over to the tower and thank the young man who was talking to me over the earphones.
Talking to you over the earphones?
Oh, sir, I couldn't have done a thing without him.
Mr. Frooz, we've been trying to contact your plane all afternoon. Nobody in the tower was talking to you.
Nobody?
No, nobody.
So, nobody, he says. I understand. Thanks, Bill. Today, we fly.
You have listened to the seventh in a series of centennial broadcasts, which has been presented by the State University of Iowa. This afternoon, we have presented an adaptation of a recently published story in the Saturday Evening Post by Wilbur Schramm, director of the School of Journalism. Those taking part were Patricia Seymour, Bob Boland, Herb Kanzel, Pat Pope, and Herb Olson, who also adapted the story for broadcasting. Jane Gray was the sound technician. Clay Harshbarger directed. The State University invites you to listen in again next week at this same time when the eighth in this series of programs will be heard.